This is Calpadia with a random topic podcast for TC about squirrel roadkill. Now, let me get a little bit started here that I just want to say that I have a little notepad here with a couple of topics that I want to make sure that I cover, you know, just to make sure that I myself don't go insane while I'm doing this, you know, and completely forget the topic. Alright. But the rest of it is totally random, off the top of my head. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that. This is going to be kind of fun for me. Alright, let's see. Squirrel. Okay. If I saw a squirrel getting hit by a car, or I saw the results of a squirrel getting hit by a car, I'd first think of probably of why the squirrel had to be crossing the street at that exact instant. I mean, seriously, why do small animals have to run over to the other side when a car comes along? Reason I laugh? That squirrel got demolished by that car. I mean, smash to the point. The squirrel coroner would be calling half Squirrel Town to find out who's missing. Or maybe they have squirrel tags, or marked acorn stashes, something like that. But, you know, that's the who. But how about the why? I was thinking about that. Was this squirrel on a mission to save humanity, like some even more so twisted version of Happy Tree Friends? Maybe he was trying to blow up the passing car, having to time his delivery right. Jump now, before the car comes around the corner, so we can push the fur bomb in the wheel well as his mashed body gets spun around. Or not. Maybe I'm just screwed up with that last part especially. But maybe he was playing games with his buddies, like who can get across the road when the car comes, tee-hee. Or maybe the squirrel that got smashed isn't the same squirrel that left the side of the road. Maybe the original squirrel was jumping into a time warp and the second squirrel was coming back in his world and didn't even see the car. Maybe this crossing was a sick joke played by envious squirrels, the old joke, why did the chicken cross the road? Because hey, I've never seen a chicken cross the road, have you? And you know, maybe they wanted to change it to why did the squirrel cross the road? Because hey, we all know squirrels are, you know, much more likely to cross the street, you know, for funny reasons. Maybe he was playing Ultimate Acorn Shell with his neighbors. But what about the body itself? Maybe I'd be laughing at how the way the blood splattered. It reminds me of cans of SpaghettiOs that I used to shoot when I was with my, like, BB gun when I was little for target practice, you know. Set up the cans on the fence and be like, pop, 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 you know. Ripping them out, you know, open them up and eating them for dinner. SpaghettiOs. Those were good. I remember those things. Oh yeah, speaking of cans, I remember shaking up whole boxes worth of cans of Pepsi and flinging them really high into the air at my friend's house. We were on a farm in the middle of nowhere. And then we watched them explode as they crashed against the pavement, you know, and you get the little, you get what's left of the cans, which is like spiral-shaped things with like, you know, dripping soda everywhere. Good times. And those particular cans, they had like Star Wars characters on them. You know, it was like the Star Wars Episode 1 collectibles or something like that. I remember specifically, very specifically, Jar Jar Binks. I was sitting down having a discussion on why Jar Jar Binks was even in that movie. Was he even in the books? I mean, I don't know. And how many Star Wars books are out there anyway? Does George Lucas randomly pull book titles out of his rear and say, hey, I want some more money, so I'm going to write another book? For some reason, George Lucas reminds me of my brother's friend's dad. Oops, sorry about that. Who used to work with my dad. You know, he was a graphic design guy. Made some pretty cool CD cover designs. His name was Howdy. How cool of a name is that, anyway? But anyway, I bet he could make a squirrel in Photoshop or something, but he can make it like look more gruesome with maybe some ribs sticking out or some family members crying at the scenes and singing squirrely hymns. Wow, did I really say that? Squirrely hymns? I guess that would sound like chipmunk voices, you know, the Christmas carols. And I bet that would probably, you know, cause some headaches or something. Oh yeah. Speaking of headaches, I remember a friend of mine complaining of a headache after we went swimming one time in a lake behind his house. He was the one jumping from a 20-foot-high cliff in the freezing cold water. Good times. Well, anyway, I like that squirrel. Taking needless risks for possibility, fun, or death. Yeah, death. That sounds good. Just like that time warp idea. Why would a squirrel need a time warp? Unless, you know, Douglas Adams was hinting at squirrels when he wrote about how the Earth's brightest creatures are mice. Maybe he meant squirrels. There should be a movie about that. How they're evil squirrels threatening the humans' existence. Good squirrels must fight off these, you know, the bad ones, and in the end, in order to defeat the bad guy, they push him out in traffic. Maybe that's what happened today. Maybe they're filming a movie. Wow. Anyhow, I honestly don't remember where I started now, so I just kind of spewed all that out of the top of my head. At least, you know, most of the little things. Yeah. I hope I didn't turn anyone's brain into mush trying to follow that. But, yeah, that's probably what would happen the first 15 seconds after seeing a dead squirrel. Something along those lines. I mean, probably not that exact thing, but something like it. You know, like, I remember one time, I was at a party all freaking night, and then my friend's mom came out and told us that we had SATs to go to in the morning after, so we totally didn't know, so we went to bed on, like, 3 hours of sleep, woke up, and went to go take the SATs, and I remember on the way there, I was with my friend in his minivan, and he kept trying to hit the squirrels after they would, you know, fly out of the woods, and he'd be like, almost got one, oh my god, I got one, 100 points. Yeah, it was kind of disturbing. Alright, well, I better stop now, because if I don't, I'm going to go on forever. So I hope that you enjoyed this, or at least maybe enjoyed it, or something. Have a good evening. Thank you, TC, for a wonderful topic to cover.